Israeli warplanes struck Palestinian security posts in the West Bank and Gaza early today. Palestinians say one policeman was killed. They also say a 14-year-old boy was killed later this morning by Israeli tank fire. The air raids followed two attacks this weekend that left five Israelis dead. One was a surprise raid on an army post that killed three soldiers. Israeli officers called it a daring infiltration and are conducting inquiries about what went wrong to allow that breach in security. NPR's Jennifer Ludden is in Jerusalem, and she joins us now. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Michelle.
Well, tell us what happened overnight.
Well, Israeli planes, apparently F-16s and F-15s, fired missiles to destroy two Palestinian police buildings, one in Gaza, one south of Nablus. They also hit a national intelligence building in the Gaza Strip. Army officials said all three were hit with precision, though Palestinians say about 11 people were injured, in addition to the one man killed. Israeli tanks and bulldozers also entered a Palestinian-ruled area in Rafah in Gaza, where the attackers yesterday, the Palestinian gunmen were from, and they demolished some buildings there. Now, it's all part of the Israeli government's insistence that the Palestinian Authority chairman, Yasser Arafat, is ultimately responsible for the action of all militants, whatever faction they're from, that he either gave orders for the attacks like yesterday's, or that he does nothing to stop them.
Well, these air raids followed a day of violence that clearly has rattled Israel's army. Tell us about that.
Newspapers today are full of foreboding analyses. They're comparing yesterday morning's ambush to the tactics of the Lebanese guerrilla group Hezbollah, which Israel fought for a decade and a half. In other words, saying maybe the Palestinians are tougher opponents than we thought. Essentially, two Palestinians snuck up undetected on an army post in Gaza. They cut through barbed wire fence, each climbed an embankment from different sides, and from ramparts they began shooting and tossing hand grenades, literally catching most of the soldiers in the post asleep. Seven others were injured, in addition to three killed. Now, in a sign of how tumultuous the firefight was, army officials say they're investigating whether some of the soldiers were killed or injured by friendly fire. There's a big sense of despair, and what did we do wrong here? Adding to all this, last night, Palestinian gunmen ambushed an Israeli family driving on a road not far from Jerusalem. It's a road that runs through the West Bank, and it has been a frequent target of attacks. The gunmen killed the couple, and they badly injured a relative, and lightly injured the couple's two young girls, all of this adding for a pressure for tough revenge attacks.
Jennifer, last week, Yasser Arafat and Israel's foreign minister Shimon Peres said they'd meet soon to hammer out another ceasefire, hopefully one that would take hold, unlike so many previous efforts. Is that meeting still on track?
It's unclear. There's no definite time or date place that's been set. Even before this weekend's attacks, both sides were widely playing down any chances of success. Shimon Peres said one meeting would achieve nothing. You need a series of talks. Palestinians doubt that Peres has a real mandate to do much, that they say Prime Minister Ariel Sharon calls the shots in the coalition government, and he's made clear he sees little point in negotiating with Arafat. I wouldn't be surprised if the meeting slips from the agenda, or if they do meet, but in the end it changes nothing.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden in Jerusalem. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.